Good morning. We're certainly happy to have you back with us for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, Counseling Pastor, Senior Citizens Pastor, Brookside. And it's been my privilege to be the host for this program for a couple of years. And many times we have opportunities to hear people's testimonies. And they're all different. They're all very unique, just like your testimony may be. And as you share your testimony with folks, they often see how God is able to work in your life. And this morning is certainly no exception. With me in the studio is Matt Rapp. Matt, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Pastor Huffman. Glad to be here.
It is really neat to watch what the Lord is doing in your life. You've had some ups and downs, some difficult trials, but you've discovered that God is a gracious God.
That's for sure. Yeah, he's definitely shown himself faithful in my life.
Yeah, yeah. As you started out your life, did you begin in a home that had the gospel present, or just kind of give us a beginning and let us see how the Lord has been working your life?
Sure. Yeah, I grew up in a household that definitely had Christ, I'd say, at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe early on when I was younger, my family was seeking and looking for a stronger church and trying to establish himself with good doctrine and theology.
Mm-hmm, right.
But God in his graciousness definitely directed my parents into the truth early on, and I was raised in a godly household that had the gospel at the forefront.
Mm-hmm. And were you able to go to a Christian school or public school, or tell
me
about that?
No, I did not go to Christian school. It's probably one thing that my mom and dad both say that they regret. But I went to public schools and definitely had a lot of influence from the public schools, obviously not directing me towards the Lord in any way, shape, or form.
Right, right. And were you active in church and youth activities, things like that?
Yeah, I was very active. I was a mama's boy. I wanted to please my mom and my dad. Okay. And so I was a doer. I would go to church, go to different functions, Sunday school, whatever it might be. And was very active, at least outwardly, in Christian activities.
At least outwardly. Let me stop and focus on that, because, Matt, that's probably something that is true in a lot of kids' lives, at least outwardly. You went through all the motions, memorized all the verses and all that type of thing. Did you always know that there was something missing in your relationship with God?
I think that in my deception of my parents, I deceived myself.
Mm-hmm.
And despite the fact that I knew that the Bible was true, that God was true, and I believed the gospel intellectually from a young child even into my early adult years, at the end of the day, I think in all of my attempts to outwardly perform, I began to deceive myself and didn't really realize that I had something missing there, though that would show itself in my lack of obedience to God later in life.
Okay. So throughout your high school years, were you a pretty good student?
I was always a good student in school, typically 4.0. Played a lot of sports, baseball, basketball, football mainly. Was a class clown. Figured out ways to have fun in school. I always loved school, but also get away with kind of being a goof off. And the good grades helped, but really in all of that, God was something that I put on when I went before Christians in church or in front of my family. But at school, I was really a totally different person.
Okay. Would you say that by the world standards, you really got into some pretty bad things in high school, or you were, you know, okay?
No, I would definitely say I tried to push things to limits. I was always an all-or-nothing type of person, and so with sports or school, I went all out with trying to have good grades or be successful in sports.
Okay.
But the same was true with partying or with relationships, always push things to a max, and that's where I started to get involved with drugs and alcohol when I was basically eighth grade going into ninth grade, heading into high school.
Isn't that hard to be really actively at the top of your game and be involved in drugs and alcohol?
For me, it was kind of an extra challenge. It was something that boosted my ego because I could show people that I was fooling adults or fooling, you know, my parents or authority while getting away with doing those things and yet still performing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in retrospect, I'm sure if I saw my life on a movie reel, I'd probably realize that I wasn't really getting away with as much as I thought I was.
So all the guys on your teams pretty well knew what you were like.
Yeah, the people at school knew me through and through, in and out.
Okay.
And I did my best to try to compartmentalize my life and keep it segmented so different people thought different things of me.
Mm-hmm.
And those two worlds, or three worlds at times, didn't cross, so I wouldn't be found out, so to speak.
So your 4.0 average opened you up to National Honor Society and possibly scholarships and things like that?
Yeah, I had aspirations to go to college, get a political science degree, and then go on to become a lawyer was my goal.
Okay.
Marquette and Madison both were pretty hot choices for me, potential academic scholarships and possibly athletic scholarships, except for a lot of my trouble started to catch up with me, especially with athletics, as my coaches would be pretty in tune with what was going on, at least by my sophomore year.
Okay, so sophomore year, you still had 2.5 more years to go before graduation.
Right.
Okay. So by the time you graduated then, any possibility of athletic scholarships, pretty well non-existent?
Yeah, non-existent. At that point, my life hadn't been focused on sports whatsoever. The slim chance of those athletic scholarships to begin with were well gone, but the academic ones were still possible.
Now, were you still going to youth group and church and all that kind of thing?
Very active. You know, I was, in essence, forced to go to church Sunday as well as sometimes Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, but I was still very active. I think, you know, deep down, I wanted to believe that I was a Christian, and I just didn't want to come to terms with the fact that I could know what I knew and yet not truly be born again at that point.
Okay. So truly being an independent spirit those last couple of years of high school, did you really push back on the idea of going to church, or you were pretty compliant because you still wanted to please your parents?
Yeah, I was pretty compliant for the most part. I mean, I found church at times to be interesting, and I did have some friends there and whatnot. But at the end of the day, I think it was just that. It was being compliant.
Okay. So as you got to the end of your high school career, your plans were to go on to college. Did you actually go to college?
No, actually, my senior year of high school, I was going to school for about 4 classes per day and was allowed to leave school early.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, again, been pretty heavily involved with drugs and drug dealing at that point.
Okay.
And they had a drug sweep at the school where they brought in a sheriff's department to do searches, and I attempted to flee. The authorities there was caught and arrested, and as a result, expelled from school my senior year of high school.
Okay. Kind of wipes out all the scholarship ideas, doesn't
it? There they go, right out the window. Yeah.
Okay. So senior year, you find yourself in jail. Now, since that was your first offense, did they go easy on you?
Relatively so. I wasn't necessarily incarcerated. I was arrested initially and then released.
Okay.
But little did I know, I had been actually under investigation for about 2.5 years, almost 3 years at that point.
Oh, all the way back from your sophomore year.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had been under investigation by a multi-jurisdictional drug unit, and eventually in late January, early February 2004, I was then arrested on major felony drug charges.
Okay. That's your senior year.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. So just a few months before you would have graduated, they nailed you.
That's right.
Okay. So were you ever able to finish high school?
I was able to finish high school. I got enrolled in a correspondence program to finish up the few courses that I had.
Okay.
And finish that up and still receive my high school diploma.
Okay. Did any of this begin to get your attention?
I wish I could say yes. I think it got my attention in the effect that I realized that what I'd been playing with was really serious.
Okay.
Because I was facing many years of my life in prison at that point.
Yeah.
But I think I still was not wanting to believe that I wasn't truly a believer. I was trying to hold on to a profession of faith, and I believe I was so self-deceived at that time that I didn't really fully recognize where I stood, that I stood in a place that was not truly in Christ.
Did you have any concept that the Lord had anything to do with your arrest?
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I knew, again, intellectually, you know, the scriptures. I did believe that God was in control of those events, that mm-hmm. he knew exactly what was happening and going on. Despite that, I still thought that I could get away with what I was doing and hide it from the authorities.
Just be a little bit smarter.
Yeah, I always thought I was much smarter and just very manipulative and,
yeah,
just a deceiver.
So you could really lie with a straight face and kind of get your way.
I took joy in that, and I right. thought that that was something that was cool, and people thought that was, you know, an interesting thing that I could get away with, and
right.
it really got the best of me.
Okay. So continue your story then. You've been expelled from high school. Did you continue to go to youth group and church after all this?
Well, at that point, I was still somewhat involved with church. My parents were very unsure as to what they should do with me. I was not quite 18 yet,
uh-huh.
or I had just recently turned 18, and they initially had kicked me out of the house. And when they kicked me out of the house, then I stopped going to church and youth group.
Okay.
So the appearances thing was kind of, the gig was up at that point.
Okay.
And my relationship with God, at least outwardly, really was, I'd say, non-existent.
So other than your parents' concern, there really wasn't anybody at church that you would say reached out to you and tried to reach
there,
you?
There were a lot of people, family and friends of my family, mm-hmm. that were believers mm-hmm. that tried to get involved in my life.
Okay.
Some
okay.
of them that had maybe some similar experiences as mm-hmm. I was going through at the time.
Okay.
So I was definitely not devoid of any kind of resources of help, especially from believers.
Okay.
But I was very resistant to it and had a really a know-it-all attitude that deflected anybody's help to begin with.
Did any of these believing friends and family members ever suggest that maybe you weren't a believer?
I think people were really afraid to say that. I honestly don't really recall anybody necessarily questioning that, even at that time in my life, which is, you know, something in retrospect, looking back, I really am concerned about. And I think, you know, at that point in my life, I just really didn't realize that I possibly couldn't be a believer.
Mm. You had deceived yourself so well that you thought, you know, I'm God's child. I just kind of do my own thing the way I want to, when I want to.
That's right.
Okay, well, Matt, we're going to have to kind of bring this to a close. But if you are listening to our broadcast and realize that in a couple of days we'll have the next broadcast, if you know someone that you would like to have join you for that broadcast, please invite them. And meanwhile, it could be that you are listening to this broadcast and you'd have to say, Pastor Greg, boy, Matt's story sure sounds a whole lot like mine. Please be sure to join us again, because it is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others. He'll do for you with arms wide open. He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Till the next time, we pray that God will bless you in a fantastic way.